matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Carly, good morning. You wanted some help with Brandon?
Yeah, I swear. Some guys are just, you know, they're just stressful. That's what they are.
Oh.
Stressful.
Just some of them are, like, what are you...
Yeah, okay, that's fair. I mean, yeah. Not all men, but, like, seriously... No, it is all men. All men.
Yes. Hashtag yes, all men.
Yes, all right.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it that we all do now? Like, what do you have?
Well, I guess we could start with the general lack of communication. Like, why is it so hard for you dudes to use your words?
Mm. What are we talking about here? He didn't communicate in general, or it was bad on the dates, or
both? Oh, maybe, okay. I don't know. I mean, it seems like it had to be something. I don't know how you can have any problem at all at a freaking water park, but, you know, whatever.
Well, I can think of one or five.
Wait, which one did y'all go to?
Are you kidding me? Come on. The hottest, coolest time in Texas? Do not play with me, all right?
You know where we went. For the win.
Slitterbond forever.
Well, I don't know about a win, but...
You just said you can't have a bad time at a water park, though, right?
Well, no. I guess I basically tried to say the opposite. I only went because of him. This was to cheer Brandon up, okay?
Oh.
He loves this, I swear. This is all he wants to do, water things. I think he's a merman, whatever.
Merman.
Thank you. He wants to go to the river, the canyon, the pool, hot tub.
Okay.
If there's no water, he doesn't want to do it.
Oh. All right. But, like, this isn't so much fun for you, or what?
It's fine. It's just, I don't know, water parks are not my idea of a good time. It's really hot all the time. There's lines. I mean, once in a while, fun, sure. And especially Lazy River goes by the bar. That's good.
Okay.
But I don't want to spend the next few months outside the whole time. It's Texas. It's hot.
Right. Understood. Now, you said this was to cheer him up. So going to Schlitterbahn? Was that the...
Yeah.
Okay.
He's been in a funk, and I was trying to get him out. I mean, things have been going well. We've been messing around recently, and, you know, but then work got to be a problem for him. I mean, he wouldn't really talk about it, but I can tell it's been weighing on him. And, you know, I'm kind of an empath, so when he's down, I'm down. So, I don't know. He's just been so tightly wound the last few weeks. I thought, favorite thing, this will help.
But...
You know?
No such luck.
No, not really. I mean, he seemed like he was more annoyed than anything. I mean, he almost seemed worse than when he gets off work. So, like, I don't even know what that's about. I'm trying over here, you know? I'm trying.
And this is part of that?
Yeah.
The trying bit?
Well, maybe. I don't know. It felt right when I sent the email, but I am... considerably less drunk at the moment.
Okay, right.
I mean, I've done my part, you know. I put this elaborate thing together for him, and now, I mean, he didn't like it. And then if he can pick it, then if I got it so wrong, let him put something together.
Well, assuming we can get him to that stage, that sounds great.
Schlitterbond does seem elaborate.
Let's call Brandon.
It's a lot.
And let's see about this funk. We'll talk to him coming up next with Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
All right, so Carly...
suffering for love.
Yeah, because Brandon was in this funk.
He was.
She was like, man, I got to pull him out of this.
You
we
got to
do something that he enjoys.
It'll be...
Schlitterbahn.
The hottest, coolest time in Texas.
By God,
water
it's
park.
Schlitterbahn.
He loves going to the river. He loves doing water park stuff.
And she does not.
No.
She does not.
No.
She did not have a great time. And turns out neither did he.
No. So... oops.
So let's get him on the phone and figure out what the heck's going on here. Hey, is this Brandon?
Hello?
Hey, is this Brandon?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. Do you have a second by chance? We call bearing good news.
Sure, I guess. I got a couple minutes before this meeting.
That's all we need. We're calling you, Brandon, because someone actually entered you to win a date night package that we give away on our radio show, okay? So the way it works is you get to pick everything you'd want to do and where you go and all of that, okay? We just pick the person who goes with you. Oh, and we pay for it, right? So that's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of going to depend.
On the woman?
Yes.
Probably?
Right.
Yeah. Well, you'll be happy to know then. It's Carly.
Mm-hmm.
Good news keeps on coming, doesn't it?
That is certainly news.
All right. Well,
don't know what that means.
look, we know she tried to cheer you up since work was stressing you out and all, but I guess she wasn't having any luck, or what was going on?
Yeah, I wasn't. Since a full day of water slides and wedgies, it won't get it. And I don't know. Ball's in your court now, buddy.
Okay.
What is this? Is this some sort of weirdo three-way?
Well, there's actually four of us, so no.
Let's not. Okay, remember, if you want this date, the only requirement, you got to go with her. You got to go with her. So sounds good?
Yeah, that's fine. As long as she isn't going to spend the whole date whining. Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
Okay, we were wondering about that. Like, when we talked to her, she didn't seem to be a big fan of outdoor activities.
I guess. I try to tune her out as much as possible.
I beg your pardon.
Carly, I mean, Christ, like, I can only feign interest for so long. I mean, I get it. It's hard to be a woman, but I don't want to hear that while I'm floating the lazy river, okay?
Wait. Dude, what?
Yeah.
What now?
Okay, well, I am sorry it offends, but I just find it absolutely ridiculous that we as women don't get the same luxuries extended to us at pools, water parks, parks, anywhere.
Amen.
We
luxuries.
All have nipples, all right? It is not a big deal.
Hey.
Stop shaming women.
Sorry, what's happening?
I misread that.
Yeah, why are we talking about the
nipples?
Yes.
You can say it.
I mean,
you really can't outlet. Yeah,
can't?
It's fine.
Oh.
You have them too. That's my point. We're the same. But
well,
men get to run around without wearing a shirt the whole time, and we have to be more modest, I guess. I'm sorry. Have you looked at a woman's bathing suit recently? Have you?
You've done it now.
Oh.
Here we go. Here it is again.
Yes.
PTSD
Thank
for me.
Thank you very much. Here we do go, okay? Women's bathing suits are a joke.
True.
They're more revealing than actually being naked somehow.
That's
I don't
true.
Get it. It's crazy. You wear this skimpy little top that just rides up, causes trouble the whole day. I've got to spend half my time trying to keep it on. Like, if I get on a water slide, forget about it. If something happens, whose fault is it? Mine. A kid sees a boob, that's on me.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Come on. You get off those tubes, your bottoms are halfway up your butt, your top might as well not exist. It's a joke. And it's hot. Hot, hot, hot here.
So get a one piece or a tank or something. I don't know. If you don't like the bikini, don't wear it.
That is a good point.
You're not getting it. That's literally my point. I don't want to wear it at all.
Oh?
It's completely unfair that I have to. You know, Texas is actually a top freedom state. You can free the tatas in Texas.
Wait, is it?
Unless your city has a problem with it. And guess what city does?
Well, it's definitely the city that won't let the strippers show there.
So y'all see how this goes, right? She wants her on the water slide. And more power to her. More power to her. I don't care. Go for it. I like looking at the girls wherever. But any lady that wants to walk around free boobing, cool. But she talks to me like I'm the reason she can't. I'm not the government.
For real, though? Like,
which part? I mean, the whole thing is just stupid. It's a double standard, and it's not fair.
It's not a double standard. You have boobs, okay? You have them. My chest and your chest look very different. Just
true.
Like, accept it already or just move to Austin.
You know, some of the guys out there have bigger boobs than I do, and that doesn't seem to stop them from walking around topless.
Also true.
I am just saying what my ladies are all thinking. We are miserable. Bras are uncomfortable. They cut into you. They're just, and you get like jock rot underneath your from the sweat.
Yeah, boob sweat.
Things, it's just hot, hot and icky and no. Why do I have to wear extra layers because you people can't handle it? This is no way to live.
And what are these two supposed to do about it? They're nobodies. No offense, but like.
No.
Yeah, very true.
Not a problem,
Carly,
man.
Just take a breath. Okay? You can't be topless at Schlitterbahn or SeaWorld or anywhere, okay?
And even if the majority of the people listening right now agree with you, it's not going to change anything. The city won't allow it. It's just like weed. It doesn't have to make any sense to us.
Okay.
Look, the more people who talk about it and bring it up and discuss it, the better. Maybe we'll get to the point where at least it's an option. This is part of keeping women under the male patriarchal thumb.
Wow. Okay.
I know women are not going to start burning their bras, but I want the same options that men get. That seems fair. All my sisters with me? Any of them? Come on.
Hey, we had a conditional yesterday.
We did have a conditional.
Can we get back to that?
Or? We're going to go with that unless...
Carly says otherwise?
Yeah, or...
Carly?
Okay, great. Hang on the line, you guys.